I'd like to start further back and explain why I wrote. I'm the youngest of five children and, due to the age gap, the only child at home for most of the time I can remember. The rules in our house were complex. Visitors, questions, ideas and curiosity were treated with anything between distaste and rage by one parent, whilst the other, an avid reader, escaped into books and pretended that nothing was amiss. I guess that there are many, many children living in dysfunctional family situations. They all find a way through it, and mine was creating stories in my head, characters and fictional worlds, and sweeping adventures that ran for months. I started actually writing some of these in my early teens, and I soon realised that, in translating from imagination to page, the words were as critical as the story. The words had the power to convince. Both at school and at home, I had always been quite uncomfortable about showing myself up, so I began to write out ideas, using it as a tool to help me practice and refine my thoughts. Suddenly, I was able to explain myself with less confusion and greater conviction. Writing gave me a voice and was a great friend to me throughout childhood, and those reasons are still important. So, why I write? Let me be honest, I have days when I don't want to. Days when I think I'd rather do gardening, decorate the house, or take a job where I don't need to think quite so much and quite so carefully. But then I think about what I'm really expecting to gain from these other activities, and I realise I'm invariably trying to find some quiet time so I can think about a new writing project. I could not stop writing. I cannot imagine coming to the end of the story ideas or failing to find satisfaction in a good sentence or a twist in a plot. I write because it's the best tool I know for logical thought, for self-expression, for imagination and creativity, for developing ideas and for learning about myself and others. Each novel I write is just over 90,000 words long, and by the end, I still find it amazing that weaving together everyday words can turn imagination into a book. The upside to writing comes with a downside too. There are days when the words won't come, when the ideas are there but tangled, or the looming deadline is just too daunting. Writing becomes an adversary, and I have lost count of the times that I have woken up in the small hours feeling sick, with my heart pounding, scared that I can't do it, or that it just won't be good enough. At times like these, I write because I'm stubborn, I need to finish, and as an incentive, I promise myself that I will never put myself through it again. Then I finish, tell myself that it was not that tricky, and start to plan the next one. Perhaps I write because the ups make the downs worthwhile. Perhaps words can be intoxicating. Perhaps I'm a little bit addicted.